It's a Palm Sunday. And this morning I will explain to you the best of my knowledge what this Palm Sunday is all about. But before we start then to explain to you, I just want to tell you a little story about the Palm Sunday. A little boy was sick one day. It was a Palm Sunday. So the little boy he said to Father, Father, I cannot come to church this morning because I'm not feeling well. The father said, okay, son, you stay here, and I'm going to the church. So the little boy stayed home with the mom. But after the church, the father's coming home with the little branch, palm. When the little boy saw his father with the little branch on the hands, he said, Daddy, what's that mean? So the father, the best of his knowledge, explained to him what Palm Sunday is all about. The little boy said, Lord Jesus, one day I miss the church, you shown up. One day I miss the church, you was there. Amen. But before I preach this morning, I want to invite with me to stand before the presence of the Lord and to invite Jesus into your heart. To ask him to come into your heart. Can you lift your hands with me to the presence of the Lord? And say this word with me, Lord Jesus, I open my heart. I invite you to come in. As my King and my Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You might receive it, please. If you have the Bible with you and you would like to have a look with me, the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 12 and verse 12, they give us an explanation of Palm Sunday. This special day of Palm Sunday, they mention at the old gospel, but only John mentioned the palm lying there on the street when Jesus come into Jerusalem as I honor him, and for the first time they walk him as a king and Messiah for the life. And that is the story. So what Palm Sunday means walking Jesus into your life as your Savior, as your King, as your personal Savior, as the Messiah of your life. Today all the religious representatives and priests and pastors and ministers, they talk about this special event. They're happening 2,000 years before that you see the event of this Palm Sunday. They represent the victory of the people. They leave the slave of the world and become into the new land, the new salvation. So the Bible said that the next day, the great multitude of people come to festival, and they welcome Jesus as a come to Jerusalem and took a branch of a palm tree and lying there and welcome him. How was it written? Blessed is who come in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. That Jesus was found himself coming to Jerusalem, seated on a donkey. How was it written? Fear not, daughter of Jerusalem, before your kings come, seated on a donkey. Let me explain to you what the donkeys represent in the Bible. The king of Israel was walking to the city on a donkey. donkey is representing blessing to the people and to the kingdom of they come into the presence of the Lord. But it's they're very important that you and I, we understand the multi-significant of the Palm Sunday. According to the Word of God, 6 days before the crucifix, Jesus was calling to walking, invited by the people to come. And people for any nation and generation, they come to visit him. And Jesus was walking according to the Bible into the city of Jerusalem. A branch of a palm was lying down to worship Jesus. There was represented the red carpets to victory in Jerusalem as the king, the Messiah, for the first time. But let me tell you what Jesus saw in that day. If you go to the scripture, we see in Luke chapter 19, 41 and 44, that Jesus cried for Jerusalem. See, yes, there was took a branch of a tree, they walk him, they meet him, they sing a beautiful song, O son, blessed are the king of Israel who come in the name of the Lord. They've done all of that. But my question for you this morning is, why Jesus cry over Jerusalem? Why Jesus cry over Jerusalem? The Bible telling us that Jesus, after walking to the city, he looking back into the city and cry over the city. My question, why Jesus cry after they walking him as the king, the Messiah? Because Jesus see beyond what you and I, we can see. The Bible telling us that Jesus cry, and maybe he's cry for us this morning. They can see the condition of our heart, the condition of our life, the sin of our life, the condition of the church. He can see beyond what I can see or what you can see. I can see your face, nice smile, and you're looking beautiful, but Jesus see inside of you. Hello? He see your sin. He see my sin. He cried for that. The Gospel of Luke and telling us that Jesus appear in Jerusalem in the city, and Jesus weeping over Jerusalem, weeping. So cry. And Jesus said, if you only know what will be happening to you. If you only know what will be happening to you, because today you rejoice, your festival, you welcome me, but you don't see what is happening to you because you don't recognize who is here with you today. You know, 6 days later, they put it on the cross. The same people, the same command, the same priest, the same religious organization. They put it on the cross. Jesus see what was beyond the imagination of the people. Let me tell you what happened 70 years later, this event happened. You probably know the story. This is not only Bible, but the book of the Christianity through the story, they tell you 70 years later, not hundreds of years later, 70 years later, the Romans people destroyed Jerusalem completely. They took away everything. The temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem, the temple that the Bible was talking about, there was a gold on the top. They destroyed the whole thing. They took everything away into Rome to die. Jesus saw that. Jesus, that's why he was crying. He said, your enemy, they see
They destroy you, they destroy your children, they destroy you. There will be no rock will remain on top of any building. That's why Jesus cried for the people. And Jesus cried for me today. He cried for me. He cried for my sin. He cried for your sin. He cried for your life. The only way to escape of that, you needed to invite Jesus into your life and to say, Lord, you be my King, my Messiah. Because I don't see my future, but you can see my future. You can see my future. And that's why Jesus was to cry. The Gospel of John is telling us the branch of palm, the branch that represented the symbolic of triumphal on victory. That's what it is all about. But let me tell you what Jesus see as a victory. As Jesus looking at it, that is in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. All the nation, all the nations will come, people and tongues for all generations. They come before the Lamb, before the Lamb. They clothed with white clothes, and his hands has a palm branch. It's on the Bible. It's the only way they mention a palm. In Revelation, telling us that everyone will be presented themselves before the throne of God. Every knee will be bound down. Every tongue will confess the sin. Every tongue they confess to God that Jesus is the Lord of our life. That's why Jesus cried for me. That's why he cried for the church. That's why he cried for Jerusalem and cried for the city of Newcastle, because we cannot see tomorrow what will be happening to us without Jesus. Without Jesus, this city will be destroyed by the enemy. The people could not see what was happening. And Jesus said, you don't see with your eyes today because I've been taken away from you. The enemy took it away from you. And that's why Jesus cried, you're weeping. You're weeping for me this morning. Jesus cried for my sin, for your sin, for your life, that you have an opportunity to come before the presence of the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, you are the King of my life. You are the Messiah. You can save me. You can bring me into your throne. Amen. You can. You can do that. I cannot do you. I can only share with you. I can only pray for you. You know, this morning I have so many text messages. Pastor, I cannot come to church. Can you please pray for me? Of course. You know, my answer is, Lord Jesus, bless that person who can come to church this morning. But that's my prayer. Where is your prayer? Where is your little prayer? You come to Jesus even if you don't feel well. Amen. This morning I was feeling dizzy. Could not stand up. Last night I don't sleep much. But I said, devil, behind my back, I will go and share the word of God. Amen. Amen. And I'll be here. I appreciate your prayer. You can pray for me. You can do all of this because you pray. They help me too. But my prayer is, devil behind my back, Jesus in my life. Amen. That is my prayer. Many, many years before, the Bible said approximately 700 years before, the prophet Isaiah chapter 9 read this word, rejoice, O daughter of Jerusalem, see your king come, the salvation of the city, it is on the Messiah. In verse 41, the Gospel of John telling us, that Jesus was weeping for Jerusalem. Where is the joy? When Jesus weeping, when Jesus cried, there is no joy. Let me say that once again. When Jesus cried over my life, over your life, there is no joy.
Because the joy of this world, they'll give it to you to go to the nightclub and give you a little dance, a little shaking, shaking, going to have a nice day. The only passing by. Amen. But you said the peace I'll give it to you very, very soon after Easter, a few days later, Jesus appeared to the disciples. He said, peace be with you. The peace I'll give it to you is not the same as the world giving to you. The peace I give it to you will remain forever. Have a peace in your life. And that's what I would say this morning to the church. Have a peace on your life. Because of the peace that this world is giving to you, to dance a little bit around, to jump around, it's only a part-time. Amen? But when Jesus gives you peace into your life, that will never end. He cried for the city. Why is he crying for the city? Because the city was full of sin. Hello? This city was full of sin. Why Jesus crying for Australia today? Because Australia is full of sin. The Australia is full of sin. That's why Jesus cried for Australia today. We needed to let Jesus to touch your heart. Jesus weeping for me. And he waited for me to say, Lord, here I am. I make a mistake with my life. I sin, but you can take it away from me. Hello? You can take it away from me. Because I can see beyond your imagination, my imagination. You can see beyond whatever you see. You can see me as a little, maybe a little bit, I'm not sure. A little bit over white, but you cannot see my heart, how much I love you. Amen. Amiga, I love you so much. Amen. You are my brother. Amen. I love you too, don't worry. I don't say anything wrong. The only thing I said that Jesus is waiting for me. He looked at me. And that he waiting for me. He cried for me. He waited for me. He waited for me. For my spiritual life. The condition of my spiritual life to be in his hands. In his arm. Amen. Jesus cried for the people, but the people that are understanding. The significance of the Jesus come to Jerusalem, it was a powerful festival. That till this world existing, they were celebrating that. That nobody can change. That the world know that Jesus, he was the king and the Messiah. But as a king and Messiah, he looked into the people and cried. I don't know, did you see any king around on the wall to cry for the people? I never see in my life. But Jesus did. Amen? Jesus did because he loved you. He loved you so much. That's why he come. That's why he come. Into Jerusalem. That's why he come into the church this morning to tell you that he loves you and that he cried for you because he loves you. Amen. When we cry for Jesus and we are sincere for the Lord, he will come in your way and grab you and take you into his hands and he bless you. Is somebody not liking my message? God bless you, my brother. It is worse people they rejoice, they sing for joy, they walk in Jesus, they line the already covers. But here the leaders of the religion environment, the leaders who lead the people to the presence of the Lord, they crucified Jesus. That's why Jesus cried for these people. He said, you have a blind eyes. You don't see. You don't see. Because you don't see, if you don't see Jesus, if it is not today, tomorrow, you will cry. Let me say that again. If you don't see Jesus into your heart, if it's not today, tomorrow, you will cry. I believe that Jesus looked in my heart and he wept for me, he cried for me. He invited me to go to his presence and to embrace with him and to live with him forever. When I said to live with Jesus forever, I'm talking about eternal life. You know, I do some study at the moment, and I'll share with you very soon after Easter what's happening to you after you die. There's a lot of confusion these days, but I prepare to making sure that you understand where you go after you die. Because if it's not today, tomorrow, I die, you die. Amen. We needed to prepare what's happening to us after we die. Not long ago, I shared with you, are you ready to meet Jesus? Not sure if you was here. If you're not also here, come and see me. I'll still have this message available. Why Jesus cried? He grieving, not only cry, he grieving himself because of the spiritual condition of the people. I wonder if today the Lord Jesus is grieving for you and my spiritual condition. I wonder. Jesus, look inside your heart, my heart. Because nobody can see inside your heart, but he can. If you sin, you cannot escape away from the sin. The sin will follow you wherever you go. You know, some people said, okay, you know, then nobody see anything, nobody said, I'll go away from this, I don't want to. Let me tell you, the sin will follow you wherever you go. You needed to invite Jesus into your life and for him to be the king of your life and the Lord of your life and the Messiah of your life. If not, you cannot escape away. Because the Bible is telling us one day we present ourselves before the throne of the Lord Jesus. I wanted to present myself before that day, amen, as a living sacrifice before him, for my Lord Jesus to be the king of my life, to be the Lord of my life, to be my Messiah, to teach me, to forgive me, to look after me, to walk with me, to know when I make a mistake, he can correct me and teach me and say to me, this is not good, my son. That's what I wanted by the Lord Jesus to do it. You see beyond the parents. You see beyond what the church should do today. You see beyond what the church should do tomorrow. You see your life, what you stand today, where you stand tomorrow. And that's why the grief of Jesus was a cry for Jerusalem.
He knows your full potential. Hello? He knows your full potential, and He want to bless you. He want to take care for you. He want to take you for blessing to bless. Can we hear amen? That's why Jesus won. That's why it was a cry. Jesus wants to bless you. Jesus wanted to bless the city. Jesus entering to Jerusalem as a king, as a Messiah, not to shy the people, but He wanted to bless the city of Jerusalem. He wanted to touch them. He wanted to be pray for them. He wanted to embrace them. But they look at them and no one responded to Jesus. The only joy of joys that the world gives. And that's why Jesus cried.
You don't see what happened to you, Jesus said.
If you only see what's going to happen to you,
you won't do that. He see beyond the parents. He care about them. Your pain, my pain. He care about.
He knows your full potential. He knows what you can do and what you cannot do.
I wanted to tell you today, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus desired to give you peace into your life. If you don't remember anything else I'll say this morning, please remember this. Jesus desired to give you peace into your life. Jesus care to give him peace into your marriage. Jesus want to give peace into your children, into your family. Jesus want to give peace into your school and to university. Jesus want to be with you every day of your life. Jesus want to do that. Jesus come to the disciple and spoke in this word to them in John 14:27. Peace I leave it with you. My peace giving to you is not the same that the world giving to you. Let your heart not be troubled. That's what Jesus said. Let your heart not be troubled, because I give you peace. The peace that the world cannot give to you, Jesus they can give it to you. He can restore your family. He can restore your marriage. He can restore your work. He can restore your bank account. He can build your house in the presence of the Lord. He can do that. Jesus waiting for you to give you peace of mind. The type of peace that Jesus will give into you, nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. He see beyond your parents, your imagination. He care about you, sin. He care about your pain. He care about you. He has potential in your hands if you give it to Him. He give you peace in your heart and in your mind. He take care of you. He love you. He love you unconditional. He love you. The 6 days later, of this event, He went to the cross to die for you. 6 days later. He went to the cross to die for your sin, my sin. Can I invite you this morning to come before the presence of the Lord? Can you even come here and say, Lord, you be my Savior, be my King, be my Messiah? Can we stand before the presence of the Lord?